You wanna report on what the truth is? Roaring intrusive, exclusive. My two cents is long for the nuisance. The periodicals I used to read for the news clips. Not nothing but the truth. I get my tea for the blueprints. Peruse with the info, glued in with kinfolk. Whether good or bad, it be the news that we tend for. I render my thoughts to the game, my mind blenders. So I blaze the facts with the truth, my grind splendor. Nobody beats the biz. I was taught so I be the biz. Put respect on our name when you talking to Gina kids. You usually don't hear me, but on the contrary, I told sis to be my wish to give them this for the daily. Mwah.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Nothing But The Truth with your girl, Ms. Truth.
And your boy, Blaze.
And we got a special guest in the building fucking with us today.
What up? It's been a minute.
You want to tell them who you are?
Well, yes. Freud Cassius, F-Mac. You could call me whatever, but
for today, I'm Freud. I like the booming system.
The booming system? All right, yeah. We're going to go with that today.
I was listening to that song earlier.
Every time you say it, it just sounds so wrong.
Yo, chill. That's LO, bro.
Car you can't be doing the booming system.
She know. Don't do that. Don't
you
do that.
Classic?
Come on, man.
I'll play for you right now.
Nah, you don't need to play. I'm just saying, the way it just sounds, for me, it's just the booming system.
Well, it does make sense, though. It does make sense, though.
If you go back and watch Class Act, then you'll understand.
No. I understand
it. I get it, but I'm just saying.
No. You always just trying to call me a baby. I'm not a baby. Like,
I didn't say you was a baby.
You trying to say your age? You old?
Damn.
Like,
you feeling old today? What the fuck?
You're not even 5 minutes in. Oh, man.
Listen.
Damn,
I didn't
even say nothing. Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, welcome to a brand new episode of Nothing But The Truth. Y'all know how we give it up. Since Freud is here,
it's been a minute.
We're going to play a game of fuck, kill, marry. Right? And I gave you no time for y'all to prepare. I didn't prepare neither. I just decided to just be like, whatever, because y'all gave me no choice.
You be all right.
So,
it's better that way.
It is better that way. Don't you get it now?
Don't try to do that. No. You're trying to act all nice.
Why do
now
I feel like I've played this already?
You probably did. You played this game several times. Have you played it on the show? I don't remember.
I don't even remember. That was a minute ago.
You got to go all the way back to...
That's a fact.
2000 and something.
That was 2020.
Really?
That was 2020.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was 2020.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
4 years.
We've been trying to get you on the show for...
Yo, life be lifing, man. I keep telling you that. Life be lifing.
Especially for the people that ask for game nights. Life be lifing.
Listen, I'm going to give y'all something. I'm going to do something. Fuck it. We're going to do something this summer.
She lying.
We're going to do something this summer. I promise you that. We definitely doing something this summer.
All right, what up with this game?
Okay, you know, fuck, kill, marry, you know what I'm saying? Three people pick it. Or y'all want to pick something different so that we could all play. Because, I mean, then again, you know, I like titties. So, come on, let's go.
All right, we could do that. We could also play the game that we played. We could see where Fred mine at with the song, with the name songs and everything.
What you mean? What songs?
You know how the game, what's the name of the game we played?
The IQ game?
Is it the IQ game?
Where I give you an artist and you pick who to collaborate. You love that game. We gonna play that shit 4 weeks in a row?
No, we didn't. We didn't play that last week. We even have two games. We had no games in a row. 2 weeks in a row.
No, that's not true. Because the last game we played was Who Said That Beef Edition.
Oh, yeah, you're right. She fucked me up with that.
Who said that?
Damn.
Yeah. Beef Edition. Yeah. I mean, listen.
That sounded interesting, too.
Listen, basically, I gave him lyrics. And I gave him beef lyrics, pause. So I gave him, like, for example, shit, why can't I think of one? Like, what did I give you?
You gave me a whole line.
I gave you, when I was pushing weight back in 88, you was a ballerina. I got the pictures. I seen you. So you had to tell me who said that.
Who said that? So she'll give me, you know?
I gave him niggas with attitudes. He was like, I don't know. I was like, niggas with attitudes. Alright, listen back to the episode. I was giving you that shit. I handed you that shit on a silver platter. You was like, I don't know. I was like, no. Think about it.
I was niggas. High. That's peace. I respect that. I was high. He was high. I respect that.
Now it is.
I was. What's the problem?
Let's say, your mind, when you high, you're supposed to expand. It's supposed to.
Nah.
It's supposed to take you.
It ain't ayahuasca.
Yeah, my mind taking it.
You want a love
seat. I know ayahuasca.
You want a love seat, nigga. You ain't even in love.
Nah, I ain't on a love seat. I just be zoned out.
That's you regular. You don't really need to be high for that. Anyway, moving on. Fuck, kill, marry, Freud, you are our guest. Kick it off. Pick three people and we will fuck, kill, and marry. Per. Let's make it juicy, too. You want to start off slow? You want to scope the scenery out? And then you want to make it up
this
here?
This is what she do to me, bro.
Because Harriet Tubman definitely going to be in one of mine, for sure.
I see. You this in first hand.
I see. Fuck, kill, marry.
Correct. Off the top.
And this is just general.
Just general. Let's just go.
So, yeah. It's not directed towards nobody.
No. We're going to pick our peoples and, you know.
You can direct it to me. You can direct it to her. You can direct it to both of us. Feel me?
Y'all put me on the spot, man.
Just as long as it's not no pause thing. Feel me?
Come on. That's me now. I ain't going
to
do that.
That's
shit.
Why I say, listen, I like titties, so we could. It's okay. You can pick Mary. You can pick the ladies if you want.
All right. I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna do some classic shit. Sanaa Lathan.
Okay.
Nia Long.
Right.
Bastard.
Yeah, I know.
And then I'm gonna say Regina Hall.
Let me say something. Started off all beautiful queens. Okay,
that's
beautiful black queens.
That's a
that.
Fact.
Okay, who won first, me or Blaze?
Who won first? You already know who I married. If you know, you know.
Nigga, right? I don't know. You a hoe. So who the fuck
I'm
knows?
A hoe. Crazy.
You a hoe. Yo. Every time you fucking turn around, you in love with somebody. Like, first it was Lisa Ray. Now you know who you know.
No funny. I was gonna say her name, but I was like, that would've been too easy. That would've been too easy.
Nah, it's not. You know what? It's not. It's
yeah, we listening.
Fuck your Mary, right? Yeah. Regina Hall, Sanaa Lathan, and Nia. Nia Long. I'm fucking Nia Long. Mm-hmm. And I'm marrying Regina Hall. I'm killing Sanaa Lathan.
I'm very impressed.
It's funny because I was definitely killing Sanaa Lathan because she bit Beyonce. So... I forgot about that shit. To be honest and true, I would marry Regina Hall because she's funny as shit. So you already know that shit's gonna be like a fun ass relationship, and then fuck me along. So I guess we got the same answer. I didn't mean for
you to answer
it too.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, it's up to you.
Why not?
Y'all know me. I'm marrying the god Nia Long.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Okay.
I'm fucking Regina Hall. Okay. I'm killing Sanaa Lathan.
Did we not say the same shit all over?
Nah, here? I'm marrying Nia Long.
We said he's gonna fuck her. Okay.
I'm marrying Nia Long.
He's marrying Nia Long. Oh, I'm just fucking her.
That's my god right there.
She's so gorgeous in person, like for sure. And Sanaa Lathan too. I haven't seen Regina Hall in person.
All right, I'm about to say some crazy shit. She's gorgeous, but. All right, Blaze, don't look at me crazy, but you know I'm very particular about women cuticles. I don't like her hands. Straight up. I don't like her hands.
Nigga said not the hands. Nigga said the cuticles.
Yup.
That is some picky. I've heard of some picky niggas. That's some picky ass
but,
shit.
Listen.
You be zooming
if you
in on
follow
photos.
Me?
You be zooming in on the photos.
Yo,
your cuticles.
Every detail matters.
Yo, all details matter. Nah, it sounds crazy.
Let me see your fucking cuticles.
My shit is not bad. Don't
let
do
me
that.
See your cuticles.
My shit ain't bad. Don't
let
do
me
that.
See your cuticles.
Don't do that.
You be going to the people?
I walk it like I talk.
He holding it like he going too, like this. Look.
Yeah, I walk it like I talk. Facts.
He held like he was taking the pictures. Yeah.
I walk it like I talk.
That's crazy. I've never. You know, y'all niggas never cease to
amaze me. No, it's not y'all niggas. It's just like, this nigga.
Say you niggas.
Yes.
When I say y'all niggas, I mean you niggas.
Yes. Just you. Me. It's just me.
Just you.
Just me.
Cuticles? I've never heard nothing like that.
It's about to be a new name in my phone. Real life.
Oh, my God.
You don't got to do that.
It's over for you. It's, yes, nah, I do.
You don't got to do
yes,
that.
Yes, I do. It's your clear, new right? name yeah, is Cuticles.
Yo, she changed your name like 8 times, so I get it.
Yeah.
I told you his name
was Cuticles is crazy.
Cuticles is your new name in my
phone. Cuticles is crazy. I just don't like her hands, bro. I just don't like her hands.
That's it.
That's all it is.
Not the hands, the cuticles.
It's cool. It's cool. It's cool.
That was just the
name of the episode. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how I feel at the end of this. All right.
Let's see. Let's see. Let's see.
Y'all turn.
You want to go?
Nah, you go while I ponder, because I'm still stuck on the cuticles.
Okay.
You got to chill.
Okay. I cannot.
You got to chill.
Ruin my day with that one.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's see who I can go with. Thames.
Okay.
Coco Jones.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we keeping the theme, or are we going to switch it up at the end?
We can switch it up. And Tyler.
You fucker.
I knew you was going to do that.
You fucker.
I knew you was going to do that.
Damn, I was just thinking of her. Shit. All right, so Tim's.
Coco Jones.
Coco Jones and Tyler. Okay. How old is Tyler?
I don't know her age. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Is she of age? No. I guess she'll think she's of age. Okay, great. I'm killing her anyway. She's too young.
Wow.
She gotta go. She's young. Let me think about this. Never mind. Let me ponza.
You already said what you said. Continue.
You know what?
Continue.
She might be a good time though. She might be a vibe. I don't know. She might be a vibe.
Oh man.
She might be a vibe. Let me clear out my last answer and let me rethink. Thames. She's gorgeous. She's very, very gorgeous. Let me see. Do I want to marry that woman or do I want to kill that woman? What do I want to do with that woman? You know what? I'm gonna marry her because she's probably gonna bring me on to some new culture vibes. You feel me? I'm gonna marry her. Let's get something new on a roster. And you said who else? Coco Jones.
Coco Jones.
Tyler. That's a good three. That's a good three.
You know, I'm gonna keep what I said. I'm gonna kill that girl, that little young one. I'm gonna kill her off.
Not the little young one.
And I'm gonna fuck Coco Jones. Something about your hands on my body feels better than any man. All
right, so I'm gonna kill Tyler too, cause she's young.
See, you was with me on that. I'm low key. Her. I had to come back to it.
But I'm fucking Thames.
Okay.
And marrying Coco Jones.
Cause of that body. Thames got the body. Tim's got that body.
Love me, JJ. Love me, JJ. That's the word for me. Yeah, I'm fucking up. All
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you got?
I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm talk stuck on who I'm marrying.
Okay. Between... Who is it between?
No, I'm killing Tyler. Even though I feel like she's more naturally pretty than the three of them.
Respect.
Okay.
So I'm gonna cry when I kill her.
It's okay.
Not because she's young.
We all on the same boat. She needed to be like 5 years older. You probably would have kept her.
And
facts.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
It's tough. They both could sing.
They both could sing. But.
I should have married Coco.
That's who I'm going because I seen her dance and I, you know, feel me?
Did you see her in person?
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
I haven't seen Coco Jones. Thames in person. But Coco Jones in person. As she talked that, she was
but
really
her voice
sweet.
Is beautiful. She probably nice. Sing she me to sleep. They both of them can sing me to sleep.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
I'm going to marry Coco. Thames
just look annoying.
No.
Low key. She looks annoying. Low key.
Really?
What?
Yeah, low key.
You look like she'd probably be like, she probably wouldn't be with
I have a feeling, bro. I just have a feeling she just looks mad annoying.
Oh, what? Like, she just pick at everything or something like that? Like,
yeah.
You look at her cuticles?
They good. They good. They Gucci. Yo, I can't stand you. But they Gucci, though.
You said that shit out loud. Like, for people to hear that shit.
That's okay.
That's crazy. But you got to stand on it. That's it.
Can I add one?
Let's go. What you got? Oh, we got a guest on the side.
Sexy Red.
Uh-huh.
Sukiyana. Ice Spice.
Death. Death to Sexy Red.
Oh, Hate brought shit. Death.
She's dead.
I'm
you said Suki and who else?
Sukiyana, Sexy Red, and Ice Spice. I'm getting Sexy Red up out of here. I think even though Sexy Red is turn up ratchet for the summer shit. I don't think she's pretty. Like, literally in the face, if you literally look at her, she's not pretty. And I'm not trying to be on some shit. I'm just keeping it a whole fucking truthful with y'all.
No, keeping a truthful stack
with y'all.
That bitch is hideous.
That's what makeup on. Take that shit off. Take that shit right on off and look at her face.
I ain't say nothing.
Look at that shit.
I ain't say nothing.
Sexy Red.
Listen.
I ain't say nothing.
I ain't got it. She gotta go. Ice Spice.
That's a nasty three.
Look how I'm about to answer it though, because I'm not married none of these bitches. It's Clip.
It's Clip. All right? Okay.
That's not the rules of the game, bro.
Rules are meant to be broken.
You gotta do the rules, nigga.
And for that three, it's getting broken. No. I'm killing Sexy Red and Sukiyana because both bitches.
How you gonna kill both of them?
Sniper shot, red dot to the middle forehead. Bow.
Call of Duty. I seen it.
And
Call of Duty.
Fucking Ice Spice because you can tell you can tell like you get her a little freaky.
You know what? I agree with that one.
You have fun with her. Feel me?
I agree with that.
She like shaking her ass regardless. So you
she
know
she might got one move and that's it.
That's fine.
Like she got one fucking song.
That's fine.
Well, boy, you know this ass super fit.
It's fine. Listen, but them other two? Nah. Listen, I love women with tattoos, but not like that.
Not on her face.
Fuck the... It don't matter if it was on her face. That shit look nasty.
I'm not interested.
Wait, you know my
thing. I would turn up with them, though. If we could go to, like, a club and turn up, I'd turn up with all three of them. But...
You know I'm going to keep my theory to myself.
I'm not hunching on. I'm sorry.
Nah, Ice Spice look like she can't turn up in the club. The other two, Ratchet Vibes, yeah, of course, yeah. Ice Spice look like she just sit in the corner, like, just... Like, okay...
You know what?
I'm not gonna talk on this one.
Cause I've been saying some crazy shit.
I'm gonna switch it up for mine, okay? I'm gonna switch it up for y'all. So we're gonna do, instead of marry and fuck, we just gonna do keep and kill. That's what we're gonna do.
Keep and kill.
You gotta keep one and kill two.
Okay.
Wait, what? Kill two?
Kill two and save one.
So how come you're not telling us to follow the rules, huh?
Listen, I want to switch it up because I want to throw the men in there. The fuck? I got to tell something for the ladies.
I'm killing all the niggas. All right. I'm killing all the niggas.
It's a life raft. Okay? You can only save one of these people. And this is directed towards Blaze, of course.
I hate her already. You're going to pick all your fucking faves.
So we're going to pick Kyrie Irving. We're going to pick Christopher Maurice Brown. Let me see. Who's the third person? Your mother. Shit. Who you say? If you say anything other than your mother, it's wild.
I am jumping off the lifeboat. Everybody stays alive but me. Have a great life, y'all.
Wow. Okay, no, all right. That's commendable. Should I change the mother? That's too... No. Should I change it?
That was my answer.
All right, I'll pick Freud instead.
No, that's my answer.
Are you going to say Freud or no?
I'm jumping off the boat.
You can't jump off the boat. You got to save one.
No, they all get saved. One got to die.
Now you want to save everybody else.
Look, if you're not saving me, it's okay. As long as I'm on a shirt.
You want wings or no?
I'm good.
You want wings on your shirt or no?
No wings.
He want a squirrel. I got her. I want a squirrel.
You know that.
You want clouds or no? You want like the heaven theme or no?
She just gotta look dope.
Okay.
Yo, what's wrong with you?
That's a real question. He said he want to be on a shirt. I'm asking the questions. Yeah. You want wings or not?
Right here, left. On the left, right here.
Okay. You want to be like a miniature version? Or like you want like the logo?
Ah, you're
like,
doing too much.
Okay.
You're doing too much.
Never mind. I was trying to help you out.
Nah, I'm good.
I was trying to get the details.
Nah, you good.
All right, y'all can go back to Fuck, Kill, Marry. I just wanted to switch it up for the one time.
Nah, that's cool, it's cool. I give you something. Okay, let's see. You say one person, I say one person. It's for her. We gonna give her 3 minutes.
Uh-oh.
I got one.
Go ahead, let's hit it.
You got one?
Nah, you say one person, I say one.
Boy, you know this ass super fat.
Buster.
Ooh. Is this kill and keep, or this is Fuck, Kill, Marry? What we doing first?
Which one you wanna do?
Which one? You gotta pick something. Y'all gotta pick
something. Since we just did that, right? You gotta look. We gonna get upset. We gonna save one, kill two.
Okay, save one, kill two. Okay, go ahead. Buster. I already know what he gonna say. Go ahead.
Beyonce.
Go ahead. And who else? Go ahead. I already know who you gonna say. I feel it.
Well,
hello, sir. We don't need your assistance in
Missy.
An egg.
Let's go with Missy.
See, look. I already knew. I knew that shit.
Shout out to Help Me Howard, man. He helped me out.
Listen, Kenneth. Got your lifeline in the background. All right, so kill two, keep one. Missy, Busta, or Beyonce Knowles, female pop vocalist.
I might use a female pop vocalist like
that. Like,
she get the whole bio.
For those who know, they know. That's the joke. So, that's hard. I'm going to be so honest because I love all three. I love Busta Rhymes, but I'm going to kill him off, and Blaze knows why. And it's between he knows why, and I'm not gonna let it go until we have a different interaction. So
you're so petty for that. Like,
I am a Pisces. So yes, Busta can go. Love him too. I got the albums. Get to keep those.
Wow. Get to keep those is crazy.
Missy Elliott or Beyonce? Y'all not gonna like my answer either fucking way. To be honest and true, but I'm going to save Beyonce.
Oh, I was not expecting that.
I know. Wow. I love Missy. Let me tell you something. I am a Missy fan to death. I'm a Busta Rhymes fan to death, but I'm also a Beyonce fan to death.
Wow. But
just based on what I need, she got it. And that's it. Like, that's it. I'm going to keep her. She ain't done yet.
That's a shocker, y'all.
She not done yet.
I really thought she was going to.
10 toes.
I thought she was going
to keep
Beyonce.
I love them all, though. I love them all.
I thought she was going to keep Beyonce. I'm not going to lie to you.
I did keep Beyonce.
Wow.
You said you thought I was going to keep Missy. You mean?
Oh, yeah, right? I thought you was going to keep Missy.
Yeah. Change up the answers. Switch it up for the folks.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Y'all got one for me?
I feel like Blaze should pick the cuticle-free.
Cuticle? I said what?
For directed towards Freud, because I did for you and you did for me, but
you
gotta I don't
let
know.
That cuticles go.
I'm never gonna
you
let
gonna
it go.
Let that shit go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Never.
You gotta let that shit go, bro.
That shit is golden.
But yeah, that's how I judge, though.
You know what? I got you.
Just can't touch me.
If you let go of the cuticles,
cuticle man is crazier.
What he said?
He called me cuticle man.
Hey, guess what your name is?
With friends like these. With friends like these.
Tell me, I don't put a cape next to that shit with a nail clipper. So. Oh, God.
Yo, I'm going back in retirement, man.
Yo.
I'm not going back outside.
Oh, my God.
That shit is funny. All right, come on. Let's get the Freud, because we've been playing this game for way too long. Okay, let's go.
Right.
It's for Freud. I mean, let me see. I don't know now. I got to think of the cuticles.
You got to relax. Stay bringing up old shit.
Shinsia.
That's funny. That's funny.
Come on, Blaze. Help me out.
You said Shinsia?
I did. I said Shinsia.
Who can I say?
Right.
It's tough. I'm particular.
Thinking of fingers.
Tiana Taylor.
Relax.
All right, I'm gonna let it go.
Oh, you would.
I'm gonna let it go.
You would.
Go ahead, Kendra.
I gave one. I need you to pick another one.
I said Teyana Taylor.
Oh, Teyana Taylor. Okay. Oh, Shinsia, Teyana Taylor, and...
You bastard.
SZA. Are you put the mic down?
Who are your sources? Who are your sources?
SZA.
All right. Shit.
I can't live when I'm with you.
I'm going to save Teyana.
Wow. Any explanation? That was easy, too. You didn't even think about it too much.
I thought about it.
Okay. Can we get to your decision? Why? You so fast?
Why? Yeah. You want me to? Okay. I like SZA as an artist and shit like that, but... Oh. That's not how she naturally look.
Agreed.
Okay.
Shinsia is beautiful. But she's annoying. She's annoying.
What do you mean annoying?
She's just annoying. I can't even really describe it. Like, she just looks like somebody that will annoy the shit out of
me. She looks like somebody that's annoying.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Got it.
And Teyana
is she's Jamaican.
And Teyana Taylor don't look like she would get in your ass.
I'm not gonna say it.
She's Jamaican. You know he has a thing against Jamaicans. So
I didn't know that part.
That's all alleged.
I gotta put an anti-Jamaican flag next to your name too.
Yo, you need to relax. You gotta relax.
I'm just asking.
I just have bad experiences.
He had bad experiences in the past.
Okay. I don't like shit on all of them. That's crazy.
Just the ones you had the bad experience with.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Gotcha.
And I'm just very hesitant. And Teyana's just golden.
Okay.
Like, she's old, like...
Agreed.
Physique, creativity. Mm-hmm. Like, even on, like, the Met Gala shit, like, she
looked amazing.
We're
gonna get into that.
I got you. I'm just saying. But yeah, that's my thing.
We're gonna get into all of
that. That's my thing. They're all beautiful, though, but I just know I prefer one out of all of them.
Makes sense.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for participating in Fuck Kill Marry / Kill to Keep One. All right, for what had happened was.
WHHW.
Go on, kick it off. Because there's a lot of shit in there. I ain't going to hold you.
Yo, I ain't going to lie.
I don't think we're going to get to all of it, but I just, you know, just to give options.
That's fine. I mean, we're going to jump right into it with the whole. Beef that's been going on, the hip hop beef.
We've been talking about this shit for 4 weeks.
You know.
We've been talking about this shit for four weeks.
K-Dot, Kung Fu Kenny.
69.
You right.
Kung Fu Kenny.
69 God.
69
versus
God.
Kung Fu Kenny.
Freaky ass nigga. 69 God.
Oh, we ho.
I told you, I'm West Coast bopping the whole summer.
That's crazy.
He's been saying that since that shit dropped. I'm not gonna lie to y'all.
Seeing niggas crip walk to that shit, I'm not gonna hold you. It's so smooth. I've seen it.
They crip walk in the jail. They crip walk on the sidewalk. In the club.
In the club turn. Your mans was in the club turnt. Yeah.
West Coast bopping.
Chris Brown was in the club turnt.
He was celebrating his birthday. They played the song. What you want him to do? Just stand there?
He's
West Coast bopping.
Yeah,
step
this way. Step that way.
Y'all gonna make me TikTok that one.
But your man's Drake house has been shot up.
Yep, in Toronto. Yeah.
In Toronto.
Breaking news.
Mm-hmm. Breaking news. Breaking Toronto, Canada news.
Yes, hi. We're here live in front of Drake's
establishment.
His house, in Toronto.
Where his security has been allegedly.
There was a drive-by here at 2:09 a.m. and one of Drake's security guards was hit in the upper chest.
Multiple times.
Shots are non-threatening in the hospital at this time. Updates to you.
Yo, having a drive-by by the embassy is crazy.
Bro.
That shit is crazy.
Bro, first of all, your mans have the fans. His fan base is bugging out if that's his fan base, right? Because we don't know who did it. But we just going to go in as that's K-Dot's fan base.
Yeah.
But to do a drive-by at the address that was on the cover album,
That's the embassy. To do a drive-by in 2024 is diabolical.
Like, bro, you know how brave you gotta be?
It's diabolical.
That's how you don't Google Maps people's cribs. That shit is fucked up. Yo, you even though I fuck Google with though. The song, but nah, you can't blame Google.
Why not?
He's listed. Can't blame Google. He's listed. Yo, come on, bro. Nah.
They should block people's address on Google, bro. Honestly.
He shouldn't be listed.
What you mean? What you think Google Maps is for? Like, nah, you can't block nobody's address.
Nah, man. It's somebody's privacy. What you mean?
I mean, listen. He put it out there.
You right, bro? I'm just playing nice. I'm just trying to be nice here.
Then step, you know
I'm just saying. I'm just saying that's fucked up. Nah, that shit is fucked up, though.
His security has to get up shot because of the whole situation. We don't know what really went down.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, right.
Allegedly.
So we don't know what really went down and what happened for the shooter to go down or whatever. But
yeah, we have no idea. Like I said, it was at 2:00 in the morning, so we don't know what was transpiring. We don't know what happened. We don't have no updates as of right now. Or as we're doing the show,
nope.
There might be some updates as we're doing it, but we can't check that right now.
Shootings at the embassy is crazy.
And on top of that, they vandalized his OVO store.
Yeah, they vandalized the OVO store.
He has a store?
Yeah, he has a store. He has a store in Toronto.
A store in Toronto, that and somebody sense. Spray painted "Not Like Us" on the window in gray, so they not fucking around with you, Drake. You better chill out. This way.
Not like us. You know how disrespectful that is?
All right, listen. We talking like how many songs now that we talking about between them two? Like,
10.
It's like, yeah, it's like 10. 10. 10
about
11.
10.
I believe so.
Yeah, five each.
At this time, you know, Drake responded with what was the last one?
The Heart Part Six,
right? So in that, he was like, you know, people feel like he's throwing up the white flag in that one. Like, you know, I'm not gonna feel like I don't need to respond at this point. You basically took the bait that I laid out for you with the whole, you know, pedophile accusations and whatnot. And he's saying that also, your wife not refuting what I said about your baby or you smacking her around. So, I don't know. I don't feel like Kendrick is done. I feel like it might be another one or two left. Who knows? The thing for me is Kendrick going to jump on the BBL Drizzy beat that Metro Boomin drops? Because people are making songs to this beat and it's like...
Yeah, they've been going crazy.
If
they've been going insane,
you want to take it there, just get Meg Thee Stallion on the beat as well too, because you know them two don't like each other neither.
I'm good on Meg.
You could huff and puff and I'm blow the house
Meg.
Down for all I care.
I'm good on Meg. I don't want to hear what she
says. Listen. I'm not doing that for that. I'm just doing that because we don't want to hear that. It's fine. We don't want to hear you. You on tour right now. You doing what you're doing. You know, you trying to.
Don't, she's touring?
We're going to get on. Listen, yeah. We're going to get to that too.
She's on tour?
That's a near tour.
Since when?
What? Don't see.
Wow,
that's crazy. Wow. All right, that's all right. I got something for you too. Go ahead.
Respect. Next. I didn't know. Nothing. I just didn't know.
Next, what's the next topic? Because we can talk about that Drake and Kendrick. Before we do that, who y'all got right now?
Kendrick.
Who you got?
Kung Fu Kenny.
Do you think Drake can come back?
No. It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
It's done? Over. That was a gentleman sweep.
He can't come back.
That was a gentleman sweep. Four one.
You putting out saying that, hey, I put all this out and you fed onto it.
The kid, the boat, supposed to put the little girl out there. People taking pictures of
the
girl.
Took the bait. It's just like, yo, you look stupid. Like, the fuck? Why are you saying on the song?
My thing is this. Since Meet the Grams was allegedly fake, that would have been a complete sweep.
But that's just one verse.
Yeah, one verse out of four. Shout out to you. It's one verse out of four. Because I remember that morning... I was like, academics, man. I called up the bros. We was having like a whole... Yeah, we was talking some shit on that one. Because we was doing a lyric breakdown and everything. I was like, this guy, Kendrick, is wildin'. He was wildin'.
Like, we was living
and then you dropped it.
Pieces by pieces and putting it together and what it's connected to and everything. It was just like, nah.
And then you dropped it 30 minutes after he dropped Family Matters. Which Family Matters was fire, too.
That's the thing.
He shitted on it. He shitted on it.
Drake dropped Family Matters.
He was finally rapping.
He was doing his throw. He was fighting back, basically. Yeah. Drake, fight back. Fight back.
He threw a couple punches. He threw that hook, and it was good. But then that nigga said, nah, nigga, 30 minutes into the next round. Boom.
Yeah, I was asleep when he dropped all of that.
Choke slam.
I was asleep.
I was watching the
game. I woke up.
Miss Truth called me. Yo!
Interrupted the game.
What are you doing?
I'm watching the game. You're not, I mean, you're I'm not into seeing the game right now.
What
right
happened?
Now?
She's like, yo, bro, they just dropped the game. Did you hear the news? I'm like, no, yeah, I just heard the 660. She's like, nah, they dropped the game. Absolutely. I say, nah, you lying.
Again.
That's when I see John hit me up.
Again.
And I was just like, oh, nah, I can't do this right now. I got to finish watching the game. Like,
even between Hov and Nas, it took a little time between Takeover, Ether, and Super Ugly.
True, it's different okay. era though.
Different, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Different era, right? Right? So we've never seen a beef go song for song, literally within hours. Hours. Yeah. We have never seen nothing like this.
Never.
That's so true. It's like you gotta give it up to both of them, even if you whoever you decide to pick, you gotta give it up for both of them because anybody else, if it was not Drake and it was not Kendrick, they would have folded after the second song.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have made it to 10 songs.
Yeah, 10 songs honest. Is crazy.
To be honest and true. So Drake, people can say what they want about Drake. People say what they want about Kendrick. I just like the fact that we actually doing a sport of it. I don't like the shooting and the...
Yeah, yeah, all, I don't that, like extra all that shit. Activity.
Shout out to Cole.
Some people shit. About that life, some people really not about that life.
Shout out to
on
Cole.
Both, on both teams. Cole. Listen. Cole, shout out motherfucking
to Cole.
World.
Shout out to Cole. Yeah,
he's like smart. I said on my story.
He's smart. Shout out to Cole.
Let me repeat what I said on my story. People Cole. Called him a bitch. Yo, Blaze. People called him a bitch. People said, he's oh, smart. He's pussy.
He played the right role.
Now, so, today, oh, he's a I got the messages calling me like, you bread. Know what? Cole is wild smart. Cole is wild.
Wild smart is crazy.
Wild smart. Because he decided to get up out of that. Now, they claim that Schoolboy Q told him, yeah, you should get up out of that.
I'm not jacking that.
I don't know how true that is.
I'm not jacking up.
I don't jack any.
Your man is a peacemaker, right? Somebody came to him and spoke to you.
I respect it.
You should sit this one out.
He don't need
I respect
no
it, but I'm not
Q
jacking it. I don't think that. Because how do they know what they were talking about, bro?
Because your man's is friends with everybody. That's his problem.
Switzerland.
That's his problem.
Jelly?
I respect. You right. He's friends with everybody.
Friends with
but,
everybody.
But
he
I don't think.
You know
think
what? I think
Schoolboy said
already
that.
Already came to that conclusion, and Schoolboy Q kind of like.
Like, yeah, that shit whack, bro. Like on some
yeah,
shit like
you
that.
You probably right. Probably. But listen, you know, listen. Like I said before, Cole knows both these men outside of all this bullshit. So he probably knew what the fuck was already brewing behind the scenes and was like, you know what? Game. I don't
no,
want
no,
no parts.
No.
Like I don't
this.
Want no parts.
Nah.
See how we have 10 songs?
Yeah.
Listen.
Imagine an extra 5 songs just for them to.
There's a difference from a nigga from Fayetteville and a nigga from Compton. Them niggas in Compton are not well. They got something different in that water, bro. They got something different in that water. And this nigga is like 5'5". I don't trust him. I don't
yeah,
trust
you
him.
You can't trust your niggas.
This way.
I'm just saying.
Yo, he had missed them all around the steppers. He was talking about all this peaceful stuff. And then he showed you the other side.
Yeah.
I can't trust Kendrick. This nigga is he's relentless.
All right,
he dropped one, then he dropped another, and then he gave you a 2-pack. This nigga has 5 tracks.
A 2-pack.
In a week.
Yeah.
In a week.
Yeah. In a
come
week.
On,
that's
son.
Insane. Shout out to them.
It
we haven't heard news like this in a minute.
It might be one more.
Nah, it's over.
Nah. I think it's done. I think it's done.
Everybody bumping Not Like Us, it's over. Everybody's
still bumping the remix.
It's over.
What about how y'all felt about Kanye jumping in this?
Next
fire.
You said
he did his thing, but like
he jumped in and
it's
in.
Like a it's like a Rick Ross thing. Like, bro,
I like the beat.
We don't need it.
I
like the beat.
Yeah, of course. Of course we don't like the beat. You know he gonna put his little touch in whatnot.
You know, I wish he would take his meds. But anyway,
you're something else.
We got a lot happening.
You're something
I'm gonna
else.
Jump around actually, Blaze, a little bit. I don't even know what I put in order, so I couldn't even go in order if I wanted to. But I wanna talk about Friends and Lovers and Friends Festival.
Ooh.
Lovers and Friends Festival was this weekend and it was canceled literally hours before it was supposed to start. People have flown in. People are on their way to the venue, and they started. The Uber drivers was telling them it was canceled. They had to go to the Instagram to find out it was canceled. They were not sent emails, none of that. And then, right? So the problem for me, or what came up, was that it's videos of pictures at like certain hotels posted about like your safety and having them wanting to do safety checks within every room. Because allegedly, Allegedly. Let me go ahead and say that. There was a threat to the festival. Like, FBI got involved, and there was a threat to the festival, and that was the real cause of why they canceled it versus this wind, high winds, because there were no high winds. Terrible. It was like maybe the day before they had, like, a warning of high winds, but then they didn't get one after that. So they tried to say that, but they're trying to say it could have been a FBI, like, you know, America's Most Wanted threat to the festival. So they canceled it to keep everybody safe, allegedly.
That's crazy.
So everybody, you know, started posting about it, but I didn't see it until, like, hours into what was supposed to be the festival that it was canceled. So, you know, a lot of small businesses lost out because they had set up to be there, like Keith Lee, for, you know, the food critic, you know, the foodie. I don't even call him a critic, but the foodie, you know, he had set up for people to come in. They had booths. They was ready. Damn. They was ready to go. All of that was wasted.
That's tough.
Not you laughing in a bit.
That's a lot of money lost, man.
It's a lot of money lost out for those businesses, and it's unfortunate. But I don't know.
What they gonna do? You think they gonna?
No, they didn't want to postpone it another. They just was like, nah. It was like
that postponing is crazy.
Yeah, they was ill a dub. Like, they was like, we canceling the whole. That's why I feel like it was something bigger than weather.
Yeah, it had to be.
Because if it was weather, you could have did it the next day and just made it instead of a 2-day, made it a 1-day or whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But you could have done something.
That's messed up.
Y'all chose to cancel the whole shit.
People came from all over.
People spent money on their packages, and they got to wait 30 days to get their money back.
Outrageous.
30 days to get their money back.
Yo, we in a recession, bro.
I'm calling hell. I'm causing hell.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just listen. I'm running down.
Who he calling?
You gonna go to Vegas and call
us? He's gonna call. Ludacris and
listen.
And
I'm hitting everybody possible. Any person being connected to that, I'm crazy. Contact. I'm hitting contact. I'm gonna sue.
You can. You actually can. You actually can.
They're probably gonna spend more bread though. Action about this particular festival. No, you gonna get a couple dollars.
It's always ways around shit.
Like, okay, well, when you let me know.
I'm just saying, you know, you gotta know, you gotta have connects about certain people and stuff like that. Feel me? Listen, people put their foot down, a lot of shit could come.
Yeah, you know, like, I've been to the first. I've been to the first.
Right.
Okay.
That shit's valid.
That's what's up.
Not for nothing.
Like, that's crazy.
It is.
Not the residency, but like a separate festival.
Right. But you can sue, like what he said.
Yeah, I know that for a fact. I know that for a fact you can sue. It's just going to be a big case. Sue for more. And stuff.
Do what the white folks do.
All right, so let's talk about other things that happened this week. Was the Met Gala.
Met Gala
was yesterday. Everybody came out, you know, Anna Wintour did her thing or whatever, you know, put together this whole thing. And we talking about who killed it. I just want to say my couple, and I want to move the fuck on. Number one is Tyler. Tyler murdered the Met Gala. Yes. I believe it was like Sleeping Beauties and fortresses and
stuff like that.
Flowers and a bloom, whatever the hell that theme was. She looked like, it looked like they put glue on her body and then put sand on her body and like made put sand on her arm. It just looked flawless.
Angle out that bag, the hourglass bag.
It's gorgeous, very pretty. I think she murdered it. There's nothing. Nothing to fix. Zendaya, girl.
She always doing what she
ten,
do.
10.
She always do what she do.
She had two, right?
She had two outfits. Yeah.
She always do what she do.
Two outfits as well. J-Lo looked nice. I mean, but somebody said that J-Lo has the same dress and the same different fonts, like every time.
I give you the credit.
Tiana Taylor looked gorgeous. I didn't like her hair, but you know, listen, that's just my preference. But
I think she looked
good. Lala
looked good.
Lala looked good. She was good. She looked regular. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like regular good. Like not for the
I for theme and everything, Bad Bunny killed it.
Yeah, I like that hat.
Yeah, yeah, his hat.
Oh, who's that dude? He killed it.
You talking about the dark skinned dude that play in
He killed it last year.
That was the that what? He dressed up in the bride and the groom.
That's what you're talking about?
No. He had on like a white outfit, like a white jacket. He had a white and black, and I can't think of his name neither. And I can't remember.
But nah, his shit was fire. I'm going to send it to you.
Usher looked like... Vampire. They have a picture of Usher and Martin from that episode. When he met Gina and she was gliding across the room. Yep. Like, yeah. When he looked like a pimp Mac Daddy. That's what Usher looked like. Let me see. Nicki Minaj, she did the theme. She looked nice.
It was regular.
I thought she looked nice.
It was regular. You know, she looked nice based off, like, all her other shit because, like, I don't know. She has a weird style when it comes to these events. Mm-hmm. It just, for some reason, it just never clicks.
Okay.
It just never clicks. This one, it was just like, this is better, but it's not.
Okay. So this is better.
You know.
All right. You know who else I thought looked really nice? Gabrielle Union.
I have no...
Oh, yeah. She looked nice.
Gabrielle Union had on like this mermaid color, like ombre-ish dress. Yes. And it looked very pretty. And then I loved...
Cardi looked nice too.
Yeah, she looked nice. Cardi B looked really nice. She had the dramatics, of course. Cardi B is very dramatic for the Met Gala. Like... Doja Cat decided, she said, I'm going to pick what y'all love pick, which is cotton. So that's what the hell I'm going with.
Listen, she came out in a towel.
You can't make me hate that girl. I don't care. You can't make me hate that girl.
She had to, first of all, she had to put that shit on in the car because you came out in a towel from the hotel, going to the Jeep.
Listen.
And you come out in a wet, big t-shirt. Like she was said, in the fuck early all 2000s.
That. And I'm going to give you couture. Low key,
that was my favorite.
And she threw it on. She wet herself.
Bro, she don't give a fuck.
That's the point.
That's why I fuck with it. No. That's why I fuck with it. She don't give a fuck.
I find it funny. I like it because it's just like, she don't be like, yo, she's the person, like, I'm going to stand out. I don't give a fuck what, who got to say anything. Like,
yo.
It doesn't matter. Like, I'm here and that's me.
If you accept me, you accept me. I fuck with her heavy. That's what I do. It's lit.
That's like you going wearing a Dickie suit.
Yeah.
Respect. Yes, yeah. Yo, I loved it. I loved it.
I like SZA.
We'll crush Wednesday tomorrow.
SZA looked good too.
I didn't see SZA.
I didn't see hers.
I did not see SZA.
Send that.
What? Listen. SZA was there? I didn't hear shit about SZA. You sure it wasn't AI?
No.
No, hold on. Wait. I'm not even being funny. Because they had AI pictures of Rihanna and she was not there. And they had AI pictures of Beyonce and she was also not there. So.
Huh?
Yeah, Beyonce was not there. And girl, no. Anyway, Girl, no. What the fuck is
Kim's,
that?
Kim shit is just like, who cares?
You going to the club or you going to the Met Gala? No.
And it showed her, like, she couldn't breathe. Yeah. No. Kim couldn't breathe.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
They cooking her about that fucking cardigan. She must have been cold. Cooking her ass on the internet.
Where was her waist?
It's gone.
She could breathe?
No.
Probably not, no.
I bet when she probably throw up, it's not. Crazy.
And they don't eat it's up in there. They don't eat in there either.
She's throwing up slime.
Tiana Taylor was like, you know, she be don't hungry. Even eat. She be sneaking chicken. Yo, she chicken don't even in her, eat. Like, her purse.
She don't talking about eat, throw bro. Up. Like, yeah.
Kim don't even eat, bro.
All right, let's move on. What else we got on this list? Because it's a bunch of shit. Jesus Christ.
TikTok. Back to the motherfucking TikTok. TikTok sues the U.S. government. Over the TikTok ban.
Yes, Chad. I told you last episode that this TikTok ban was not going to be just 1, 2, 3. TikTok had been said that they was going to fight back. They was going to be on the ropes a little bit, but they was going to punch up and see what happens. Try to get out that corner. You feel me? They don't want to be Devin Haney. So.
That was crazy.
They don't want to be him. So they fighting back. So they suing the United States government, saying that it's a potential breach is not enough to ban the app from being removed from, you know, from us, basically. Per. So, fuck out of here, Joe Biden. Fuck Joe Biden.
What's going on?
I cannot.
What is going on?
Oh, God. I think of that fucking video with them Knicks fans. He was like, Joel Embiid. He was like, fuck Meek Mill and fuck. I thought he said Joe Biden. I'm like, what Joe Biden do? They was like, Joe Biden. I said, like, what Joe Biden? Fuck him. Why am I yes with this?
Knicks fans don't know how to act.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a fucking riot. It's gonna be a riot in the streets. Hide that. Your kids, hide your wife. Anyway, we're gonna get into Blazing Sports in a field. But what else we got? What else? I wrote a bunch of shit.
Yeah, you did.
It's shit that happened.
Okay, I'm basically two teenagers got stabbed in Williamsburg.
That happened literally today. I heard about it on the news before I came in here.
15 and 16 year olds.
Okay, people are kids are getting stabbed. Please hide your kids. Like at this fucking point.
Like what?
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I don't think it's hiding the kids. The kids are doing it too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Outside is a war. There's a war going outside.
Yeah.
You know,
you gotta watch yourself everywhere you go. You gotta watch yourself on a damn train. You gotta watch yourself in the cabs. You gotta watch yourself in a club. You gotta watch yourself in church. You gotta watch yourself in a supermarket. You gotta watch yourself on the bus. You gotta watch yourself literally everywhere. Watch your surroundings. Check for everything. Check for weird energy. You got the gut feeling fucking wrong. Get your ass out of there. Period. Okay, ain't never been a time. Anytime I ever felt like some shit was gonna go wrong, I'm out. I don't give a fuck. Shit could have just started. Listen, I ain't feeling it. I don't know. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Listen, I love you. Peace. And when y'all call me later and tell me, oh, it was lit. All right, cool. That's just my feeling. I don't care.
You could spend the bread for the Uber.
That's a fact.
You'll get the money back.
That's a fact.
Your life.
That is a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
This is a fact.
Can't beat that.
Spend the bread.
I'm just saying.
I don't care if it's Uber, Lyft.
Get out of there.
Carrier pigeon. Get out of here.
Run.
Get out of there, bro.
Fly.
Get out of there, bro.
Carrier pigeon.
Disappear.
So let me ask you a question. So you need two of them to grab you by each shoulder? Or?
Yup.
All
right. Yup. Just get the fuck out of Dodge. Get the fuck out of Dodge.
Carrier pigeons. We out. Peace.
Get the fuck out of Dodge.
Listen, I'm just saying. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
But yes, please watch your kids. Tell your kids, please watch this around. Especially they all get in groups and they be rowdy outside and doing their ones and twos. That's what kids do. We know that already. But when they start to disperse and they start to get alone and they start to click up and start two, three of them and it start to get dark and it start to get crazy, get your ass in this house. Okay, because again, you never know what the hell is going on. People out here didn't, but that guy was out here slashing women just because. Just because. Wasn't no real reason. He just was like, oh, yo, you a woman?
I like bitches.
I like what you got titties? Slashing you. Like, that was it. So, you got to be very careful.
Everybody be safe. Carry what you can carry.
Exactly.
Do what you got to do. There's nothing wrong.
Pepper
gel.
As long as
you're not out here bugging out with whatever
not
you have
pepper
on you.
Not pepper spray. Pepper gel.
Do what you got to do.
It burns. Harder and worse.
Rub an alcohol.
I've never heard that before.
Pepper rub an gel. Alcohol, mm-hmm. Something. It doesn't have pepper in your pocket. It don't matter.
I think I said pepper and hold on, let me get the pepper.
No. See, you gotta have crushed pepper. So when you put it, you crush it in your hand and you fight it, you can scratch them.
See,
I'm just saying, you know.
How
you can
long
do
you holding the pepper in your... Okay, never mind.
Why do you know this?
Yo, good luck taking a
don't rub your eye neither. You fucked.
But you have to have it sealed in, you know, you just... It's in your pocket somewhere. Nah. It's on you.
Y'all some next shit.
You ready, man.
Listen, you gotta be
that nigga ready. Angry. That's it. Period.
You never know.
That's a fact. So listen, what else we got on the list before we get into the sports of the kingdoms? Oh wait, I got one more thing I didn't add to this list. Ryan Garcia asked, first of all, you tested dirty before your fight, you fucker. And two, he put out a diss record to Devin.
Oh yeah, I seen that trash shit.
He put out a diss record.
They retested him.
It was funny.
Okay.
And he's waiting on the results, and if the results come back positive, that means he'll be stripped of the fight of the win.
That fight
he'll
was
have
how
another
long
loss.
Ago, what you mean
it doesn't
now?
Matter.
What you mean now?
It's still got to go on the record. That means Haney's going to be undefeated still. He won't have a loss. And then the loss will be taken from him. Because you're violating the rules.
You already was on bullshit
so
before that.
So, it'll probably be technicality because...
Yeah.
Because he did lose the fight, though.
I mean, yeah, he did lose the fight, but on the record, it's not going to show.
It's going to be an asterisk on this fight, regardless of what.
Yeah, it's not going to...
Exhibition.
We know. Yeah, basically, you call it a little exhibition.
Right, exactly.
Because look, like I told people, even if when you think of it, right? When he did the weigh-in, he was 3 pounds over. If you look at the size difference, the day of the fight... He was bigger than he was in the weigh-in.
Yeah, man.
You do.
He was three pounds overweight.
But he was already 3 pounds over.
So he had to pay that money.
So he had to pay 1.5 mil.
So he was. That's why he didn't get the belt because he was already overweight. Because
you're already overweight. So him coming into the fight, it didn't matter anymore. So he's like, yeah, I'm gonna be.
I'm gonna whoop his ass.
I'm gonna whoop that nigga ass.
Y'all both saw the fight?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was right there.
You watched the fight?
Nah, man.
Once I saw him in essentials, I said it's over for him.
What was it on anyway?
It's on this new app.
DAZN or some shit?
Yeah, DAZN Boxing.
They took over.
They were sponsored by OnlyFans.
Yeah, OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's crazy. That shit's crazy.
I mean,
and something else.
Makes sense for Oscar De La Hoya.
Yeah, because, it's Oscar De La Hoya. What's his name? The other dude that he has it with. It's an upcoming app. It's gonna get bigger and bigger.
Because Showtime and HBO is gone. So it's like, that's what I grew up with. Well, HBO, because of the Letterman, he passed away. Uh-huh. And they didn't renew the contract. Mm-hmm. Showtime, I don't know. I think it has something to do with Mayweather or something like that. Right. I'm not too sure. Okay. But, like, Showtime Boxing, they haven't really displayed anything in a while.
Yeah, they haven't had to speak on a new contract or nothing like that. So they just launched the app. They're running with it. They're seeing how it is and how it's going to perform.
Yeah.
It's up and growing. It's been around, but...
Yeah, it's been around, and they've been doing ESPN Plus as well.
Yeah.
I got it.
It's all about money, man. It's all about streaming and shit like that.
I got it.
So,
you know, the brothers run by streams.
Shout out to Verizon.
I ain't going to go on my stream rant, but y'all got it.
Shout out to Verizon. I got it.
But yeah.
All right. Now, we were talking about Meg Thee Stallion earlier, where you was like, oh, she's not touring.
I didn't know.
It's okay. Right? Uh-huh. So, the Breakfast Club also was talking about this. Uh-huh. About Meg Thee Stallion. They was like, oh, Meg Thee Stallion is a theater artist. She's not an arena artist. And then the numbers came back and they had to take the foot out their mouth. I'm not even going to hold you. So Just Hilarious and Charlamagne Tha God had to apologize the next day because she did sell out 13 arenas so far. Tickets just went on sale. Sold out 13 arenas, including Madison Square Garden. And not the theater, the actual garden.
Like, salute.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to give her the
you gotta kudos. Give her props.
Because people talk shit. People don't like Meg. Okay, that's fine, cool. But there are people who do like her. And
she's
still
going to have a fan base.
Now, also, they're talking shit about her ticket sales. Because her tickets are sold. The cheapest ticket is $24.
Okay.
And the most expensive, I think, is $300, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't think that includes the meet and greets or whatever case may be. And that's not even including the resale tickets that people jack them up to fucking Wazoo once they sell them.
Right.
So people's like, oh, $24, that's easy. I said, listen, y'all be complaining when these fucking tickets be fucking filed. Great point. $900 on tickets to go see Missy to this fucking year.
That's a 900. Yeah. 900 is crazy.
Like 800-900.
Was it good seats at least?
Oh, yeah, that's good. Absolutely, if I'm going to spend the
listen, one thing.
If
one
I'm
going to
spend the bread.
Listen, one thing about Miss Truth.
If I'm going to spend the bread.
She going to go see somebody she wants to see, and she going to spend the bread, and she going to make sure she has decent
seats. Here's the thing.
Fuck the seats. She going to be on stage. What you mean? She going to be on stage, nigga.
Is she going to be on stage? Yeah, don't have to know somebody in the building. It's over.
Oh my god! So listen, that's for me and my little brother. We going to see Missy in Virginia. That's my new thing. Shout out to my cousin Jake because my cousin Jake has been telling me for the longest to go see artists like out the state. Like stop going to Madison Square and Barclays to go
that
see
makes
artists.
Sense.
Go out of the state. You get a trip and you get a concert. That's what I've been doing. So I'm going to see. I'm going to see Chris Brown here because I don't know. It didn't pan out as far as for going to see him in Virginia. It didn't pan out, but I'm gonna see him here. I'm gonna see Missy in Virginia and I'm gonna see Usher in Atlanta around his birthday.
I like
so
what
you
you're doing.
That's gonna be turned up.
I like what you're doing. You're going to basically their home state to see them. That's dope.
I fuck with Megan, but I think Megan's tour, her show was like around Chris Brown's show, so I'm not going to see Megan. But listen, fuck it. Turn up. Whoever going to Houston, that shit gonna be lit. You feel me? If Beyonce going tour, I'm going to the Houston show. Because you know that shit gonna be turned.
That's a fact.
I think that's the best way now. I don't think I'm going back to the regular way. Unless
Hey, I mean, if you did the regular ways,
it's cool, but yeah. you know, If it's convenient. You got the time, you can make it a trip, turn up. We already talking about the fucking Atlanta show. That weekend is going to be bananas. We already planning. We already linking up with people. I got people out there in Atlanta. We linking up with presents.
She never stops.
He's a hater.
She never stops.
Are you going? No.
Wow. She don't tell me. She just be going.
I don't tell him. I just be going. Let me tell you something. Your man, first of all, for Chris Brown, right? Let me tell you about your man real quick.
Oh, my Lord. We're not doing this.
We went to go see Chris Brown for the party tour. I saw this nigga for 1 hour. One. In the beginning. Like, we walked in. We linked up. Did our ones and twos. I never saw that nigga again. You know that nigga left me for dead?
That's crazy.
And then I saw him at the end of the show. And we took pictures.
You're lying.
Okay. Where was you at? So was I. We was not together, and that's okay. I already told him we both bought tickets.
You wasn't keeping up.
We both bought tickets for this Chris Brown show. I already know we not gonna be together, so I'm not even wasting my fucking time.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in one spot.
No, you're not.
You meet me there. You don't. That's on you.
I'm gonna be doing me because I can't trust you. Clearly, you don't trust you.
I ain't light skinned. I don't got braids. My nails not painted.
Motherfuck the big three, nigga. It's just big me, nigga. Bop.
Nah, it's just big D.
Hey.
Whoa.
My name starts with D. It's big D. Hello.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, I got a story about that after this. But anyway, so I think we're done. Are we gonna talk about sports now? Are we gonna talk about the Knicks? Are we gonna talk about the Pacers? Are we gonna talk about Timberwolves?
Are we gonna talk about the second round of the playoffs? Everybody did what they did in the first round.
Let me listen.
Shout out to the Knicks. I'm not a hater. Shout out to the Knicks.
I'm never shouting out the Knicks.
You get shouted out? It's a New York team doing their thing that we didn't do it. Let's just keep it in my
blood. I fucks with you.
That's not in my blood.
Niggas, that's not in my blood. Listen, I have no loyalty to nobody.
I have a lot of friends as Knicks fans, and they're very fucking annoying. And I gotta deal with that shit every day.
Are you a Knicks fan?
Whoa.
I didn't know. Hold on. I didn't know.
The disrespect is crazy.
It's not disrespect. I do like
she saw you. Yes. Talked about your favorite teams on IG before.
I have. I don't know what's your favorite team. I'm sorry.
It was a tough season.
What's your favorite team? Don't say the Lakers, please.
It is the Lakers.
So I'm not going to say nothing.
Damn.
It is the Lakers. After the Lakers, Dennis' favorite player
it
he cheers for.
It was a bad season.
I'm not. I can't cheer for Dame in Milwaukee, bro. I can't do it.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry.
I hate Milwaukee. I hate Doc Rivers. I hate Giannis.
I don't like Giannis.
Fuck Giannis. I mean, you know it's fuck Giannis on my end. You feel me? He injured niggas.
I hate Chris Middleton.
Giannis injured people and
he has no moves.
I'll tell you exactly what the
fuck. He has no moves.
That big sloop foot.
He has no moves.
That sloop foot motherfucker.
As you see, hurt
Kyrie.
As you see, he can't play, right?
In the playoffs. Because he needs legs. The Nets up because we could have won that fucking season and we could have went to the second round of the playoffs. But that big sloop foot motherfucker hurt Kyrie.
Sloop foot fucked up Kyrie.
Wow, injured my friend.
That's a new one.
Injured my fucking friend and now it's clip. Forever.
He can't run a pick and roll.
1, 2, 3, Cancun.
He can't run a pick and pop.
Yeah.
He don't got a post move.
Yeah, he just has his legs that run it.
And then you got Doc Rivers. Come on, bro.
Yeah, that nigga just strong. That's it.
I hate it. No, but go ahead, bro. I'm not going to talk about. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you know, he out the playoffs, so it's fuck him. Teams that were supposed to perform in the first round, they did it. The teams that did, they did. So shout out to them. They outperformed others like they're supposed to.
The big three. I'm sorry.
So now in the second round, we have the Knicks versus the Pacers, Celtics versus the Cavs. Then you have the Mavericks versus
shout out to Jared.
The Thunder. And then you have...
I'm going for Jared. Jared
Minnesota
Allen.
Versus
my son.
Nuggets.
It's my friend.
He's injured.
I don't matter. I'm going for the team.
He injured.
That's so sad.
So it is what it is.
I'm not going for Boston. Huh? Fuck Boston.
Nuggets are getting Kendrick Lamar right now.
Yeah. It's over for them, niggas. Gentlemen's sweep. For them. That's my shit. I said it was 6-7 in my status. All right,
who you got? Who you said you got for the playoffs in the end? Who you got?
Like in the NN or
in the,
like
in the NN, like the championship. Who you got?
I don't know. I don't got nobody right now.
Freud, who you got?
I don't got nobody necessarily, but I really like the Timberwolves' chances.
Okay.
I like their chances because what they're doing to the Nuggets. Yeah. Is exactly what the fucking Lakers should have been doing. Do not double Jokic.
You gotta let it go.
No. truth. Truth be told. Truth be told. Hold it down.
Okay. All
right? You don't double Jokic. You play him straight up. You and if you lock everybody else up, they're finished. Because they can't. They, what?
That's not happening. You're delusional. Delusional.
He giving up his opinion. What?
Delusional. This is crazy.
I apologize.
Ain't got nobody to hold Murray.
My fault.
Nah, yo, you're gonna see.
Nah, he's right. He's right.
You play Jokic straight up.
If you look at how when the Lakers had their success against the Nuggets when they won their championship in 2020, they had an actual big man, and AD was able to play the four. They was able to switch different bodies on Jokic instead of having one body and two lazy other motherfuckers that can't really play defense on Jokic. You're not supposed to double a superstar.
So who's stopping?
You're not supposed. He's going to get
him regardless. Let him get 50.
You got to let him get him.
Okay.
Let him get 50.
Put a stop on anybody else.
No, you can attempt to put a stop on everybody else. A player like Jamal Murray in the playoffs, you can't really stop him once he starts to go.
Yeah, what about what happened last night? You stopped Jamal Murray.
You didn't stop just Jamal Murray. Who else they stopped?
He stopped Jamal Murray.
Who else they stopped, though?
Jamal Murray.
Who else they stopped?
Jamal Murray on
get that man a mic, please.
He dropped less than 15 fucking points.
Right. But who else is the other star that saves the Nuggets?
There's nobody else. Son, it's not a role fucking player. Who else?
We have the last take.
Porter!
That nigga's still fucking...
My fault, I apologize.
As y'all was talking, I was like, yeah, we just got the last take here with MBT in the background. so they're like, who was that? I'm like, no. I just tell them who y'all are.
I understand what he's saying, but. You don't win a game with just two stars. Your other star players has to perform.
He's not even a star, my nigga. He's a role player.
Ooh. Aaron Gordon is a role player on that team. Michael Porter Jr. is a star.
No, he's not. You consider Michael Porter a fucking star?
No, Porter not a
star. That nigga is fucking wildin', bro.
Nah, he's a role player.
He's a role player. Nah, he's nowhere near a star. Right,
so you know,
that nigga right there is a role player.
Who's that?
He's a fucking bum.
Jokic.
He's talking about Jaylen Brown.
She plays in the WNBA.
Who? Who?
No.
Not Caitlin Clark.
There's another Jaylen Brown. It's a woman.
I know who he's talking about.
Who's he talking about?
It's a female that's exactly...
She's better than him.
It's the same name.
And she don't have no...
One, because first of all, it's not even like I said nothing. Number two, I said nothing. Two, I was just telling people who are listening what's happening because they don't know who you're pointing at. That's why I said Jaylen Brown. Uh-huh. And two, it's not Shut Up and Dribble. You got Mike up. That's what I'm saying.
I'm with the shit. That's how it goes when it's a great debate. So now, back to what you were saying. When you said Jokic and Murray's the star.
Jokic and Murray is the stars. Yeah. Porter's not
stars.
A star.
They're superstars.
Yeah.
Porter is not a star.
That nigga's a role player.
Let me take it back. Jokic is a superstar. Murray
is a star.
And Michael Porter is a star.
Murray is a star.
Porter is a role player.
Aaron Gordon is a role player.
Porter is a role player, bro.
Porter is a role player.
He's a role player, bro.
Crazy. You
put Porter on any other team, he's a star.
That nigga is a role player, bro.
Wasn't he doing the same thing Klay Thompson's doing?
Wasn't
he doing the same thing Klay Thompson was doing when they first started?
No, he wasn't. But that's the thing. Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson is not a star.
Superstar?
Klay Thompson was a star.
He's a star, bro.
Klay Thompson was a star before the injuries. Before the injuries, he was a star.
So what's Michael Porter doing? Isn't he not doing the same play in the same role?
No.
What the fuck you
wilding,
bro?
No.
Why you think the Lakers lost? Not because of Jamal Murray, because he hit the shot?
No, this thing is delusional.
No.
I'm not delusional. See, I'm talking to a Knicks fan.
Porter is a star.
I'm talking to a Knicks fan. I'm telling y'all.
Porter is a star.
And I didn't want them admitting to the fact that they fucked up yesterday when they could have lost.
Porter is a star, bro.
My nigga, I know I'm telling you, bro. I know basketball, bro.
Michael Porter's a star, bro.
No, he's no star, bro.
He's not a star. He's a role player.
He's a role player.
Come on. You watch Bull?
He watch Bull?
Come on. You're talking
what is he?
Michael Porter is a role player.
Thank you.
He's a role player.
Okay.
Michael Porter is a role player.
He's a star.
All right.
Porter is like a Ron Harper. You feel me? Like a Ron
Let that
Harper.
Nigga rock. It's his birthday.
He'll get his shit off.
Watch the camera.
Sometimes.
He sees it.
But Murray, like Jordan and Pippen were the stars of the team. Jokic and Murray are the stars of the team. You know what I mean? Porter will get his shit off sometimes, but he's not consistent enough to be considered a star, bro.
I respect that.
So is AD a superstar?
Yes.
LeBron, superstar?
Yes.
So who's the who other than Jokic is a superstar on the Nuggets?
There's no other superstar on the Nuggets.
All right then, exactly.
There's superstars. They're stars.
I said my two stars.
So who's the two stars?
I said my two stars.
Who is it?
Michael Porter and Murray.
Murray never made an All-Star. Since he ever been in the fucking league. That's regular season. We're talking about playoffs. Let me ask. If he's helped,
the men's kid.
I gotta ask.
I don't like his attitude. She was coming at me crazy just now.
How I'm coming? I'm not even too good. What are you talking about?
No.
What the hell is you talking about? You making up shit over there. You are making up shit. You making up shit. I'm not saying shit to you. What the hell is you talking about?
I have to say nothing to me.
So then what are you talking about?
I don't have shit.
So say your shit.
I'm gonna talk my shit because I want to talk my shit.
Uh-huh.
Not because she's telling me.
See what I mean? He just wants
no,
to be
it's not.
It.
No, you're not saying that.
You're not coming at me. I got an attitude. I said shit to you. Who said you had an attitude?
Since when I said she has an attitude?
You didn't.
Exactly.
He just had an attitude?
No.
He just had an attitude?
No.
You're fucking bugging.
You just said, I don't like Mitch Trubisky attitude. That's me having an attitude.
That sound like how you acting.
You just said, saying, I don't like your attitude.
Nah,
go ahead.
What is this, personal?
He didn't say the attitude.
No, it's not personal, please.
You know what? I'm not even going to say your piece.
Either you say or you not.
Keep talking over me.
Yeah, say your piece.
Play your piece.
Play my piece?
Say
my piece.
Say your piece, yeah.
I'm going to go back to the NBA. Because this shit right here is getting outrageous.
I'll take a shot for this.
Please.
Now, I mean, I'm fine. You know me.
Yeah.
So pretty much the original argument was you're stating that Porter is that guy.
Okay.
That, no. I just, no, I don't even hear. I just said yay or nay.
No, I said.
I said that Jokic is a superstar.
Yeah.
And then Murray and Michael Porter is the stars.
Okay.
And then Aaron Gordon and them is a role player.
Okay.
That was that. I don't understand
how y'all was to the point. Our argument.
And then you brought
our disagreement. Our disagreement.
And you brought up saying that you asked me who was if AD was a superstar, if Bron was a superstar. I said yes. And then he was gonna continue saying who else he was gonna bring up. Because we was trying to state as the like, so who's superstars and who's stars? That's what you're trying to see? I don't know.
I just look at Porter as he's just a role player. He's just the individual that's just gonna wind up just jacking them threes and doing what the fuck it is that he do.
See, that's the thing. See, I don't mean to cut the cooking. I'm gonna let you speak on that.
Last night's game, right? What wound up happening with Jamal Murray? That's one guy that's never been an All Star, which he deserves to be. Which he deserves to be an All Star. Nah, I think he do deserve to be an All-Star.
He's not if you look at his stats in the season, he's not an All-Star.
Plus, there's too many points.
He's in the West.
He is in the West.
Yeah. And okay. The West is stacked.
I give that. I mean, no,
maybe
no.
If he was in the East, it would be better off.
You're stating an actual fact.
So,
you know what I'm saying? But he is the number two guy.
Right. Yes.
They held him under 15 points.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the nigga that was really guarding him? It was McDaniels and fucking Ant.
Yeah.
He can't do nothing.
And Nickeil Alexander. Right, it was like three, four bodies guarding him. They were switching all over.
Did he go over 15?
They were switching all over.
Did he go over 15?
Right, but you're supposed to be the number two. You're supposed to.
You are supposed to be the number two, right? But listen.
Before I jump in.
I just want to see what's your point. No, what's your point to that? Like, what's your point to, like, they held him over 15? Like, what you trying to say?
Because they held up. Aaron Gordon played his ass off, and he's a role player. They didn't win.
He played his ass off in the first quarter. In the first half.
Yeah.
He didn't really do much anything.
The main two that helps Jokic out
for it is the fact that it's
those two.
Yeah.
That's why I call them
Murray
stars.
Murray and Porter.
Is Murray and Porter. If them two is clicking, Jokic has a beautiful...
How can you call people stars and they're not performing the star level?
How?
I'm asking you.
Michael Porter was damn near busting the Lakers' ass the first round. They couldn't stop
the Lakers,
him.
Bro.
No. He's a mismatch problem for almost every small forward except for KD and Bron and them.
Right.
Tell me I'm right.
But he's still not a star.
He's a mismatch threat to almost any small forward in the league that's not a great defender and that's not a superstar.
But Porter,
he's literally shooting over anybody.
At best on the championship team, Porter is a number three. At best.
Porter is
not a star.
I'm about to give you the mic, bro.
That's not a star.
Porter, one thing we got to understand.
So Derek Fisher's a role player?
Yes.
What?
Yeah,
he is, nigga.
Of course.
Okay.
You knew that.
Okay.
I think you're just throwing shit out there.
I'm not just throwing shit.
Look, of course.
Yeah, I think so. You were new. Yeah. You know Derek Fisher was definitely a role player, bro.
Listen, it was Kobe the superstar and Gasol the star. Derek Fisher was the role player. Yes. Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
No, but realistically, one thing One thing I could definitely say about Porter, bro, he's not consistent, my G. He's not consistent. He's not. Let's be real.
I think he is.
He's not.
I think he is. I think he's been the most consistent coming from what he's had in when he first got drafted. He's not more consistent than Jokic. Jokic don't fucking run and more athletic than him. Like, come on. He barely plays defense.
What was the comment that he said?
The nigga's a lazy. He's a lazy fat man that just do what he does.
What was the earlier comment that he said earlier?
Porter's a super a star.
Yeah, he all right. He's not.
No, he's not.
You still think he's a star?
Yes. You're not gonna change my mind.
I'm not changing your mind. I'm telling you, you're fucking bugging.
Yeah, that's fine. Nah, all right. I'm fucking bugging now. No, man. I'm gonna say one more thing. So wait.
He wanna compare to Clay Thompson.
So
Clay, so nigga Clay, scored how many points in like how many minutes?
Yeah. Off of doing what? Off of doing what? Off of doing what? Off of doing what? Off of doing what?
Spotting up.
Spotting up. What does Michael Porter do?
But Porter never did nothing with Clay.
That's not the only thing Clay was doing. For years, he was one of the best two-way players.
Okay.
So he was good on defense and offense before the injuries. No.
All right, guys.
Exactly. Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon is the better defensive player. All right,
so what y'all talking about? Okay, look. He's not talking about when you're talking about Thompson and Porter having the same skill level assets. The only problem... Wait, hey.
I'm trying to understand.
They have the same skill level, right?
Uh-huh.
The problem is Thompson is more consistent.
Yes.
And he's been consistent for years. That's why he's a star.
Yes, consistency does count.
And then Michael Porter is gonna get to the. He's gonna get there. He just has to be more consistent.
Yes.
And he doesn't have to rely. And if he doesn't rely on Jokic,
true. That's why he got four.
That's not why.
That's not why.
But
best in the beginning of his fucking career, he was one of the best two-way players. Was he? Was he not?
Yeah. He was. I agree.
All right.
We agree with that.
All right. All right.
So who's
no, 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 I see it.
On the Knicks. Okay. Look. On the Knicks. Who's the superstar on the Knicks? Is there a superstar on the Knicks?
I don't think so. I wouldn't put Jalen Brunson in the superstar range.
I say Jalen, and I'm a Knicks fan. I wouldn't put
him
as a star.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him as a superstar yet.
He's
definitely a star. Definitely. But I wouldn't put him in the superstar.
It's not definitive.
Category yet.
All right. It's to be determined with Jimmy. I'm sorry. This is the thing, right? Uh-huh. We have to do this on y'all show because y'all show is geared to this, and then we can really go. We can really go and do our thing because we running super over on this one.
You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, I want y'all to continue the conversation, but I also want to wrap up the show. So we can finish this up, and then we can get back into it. And then we can even record it for the folks so we can have the YouTube conversation as well, too. Because I know they're going to want to know how this ends as well, too.
It isn't over.
I don't think it's ever going to end. It's just great conversation.
Yeah, it's definitely great conversation. Very passionate conversation, which is lit for, the conversation.
And I could get overboard, so I'm just chilling.
All right, so just to wrap up, we're gonna wrap it up. We're gonna get into the put me on for today. So, Freud, you are our guest. You know how this goes. So, we always give the extended, invitation for you to kick it off. Put me on. You got something to get off your chest, negative, positive. Put it into the energy, put it into the universe. Let's see how it goes. And shout outs or whatever. This is your time to shine. Do your thing.
All right, to put me on, because I kind of do this shit with therapy, so to put me on, I'm going to say is whatever you're doing, just be intentional. Because there's a lot of people who are wasting a lot of people's time when it comes to, relationships, dealing with each other, or just like in anything, just be intentional. If you really want to do something, do it with the passion and the love that you really are true with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta... Don't be faking the funk. Don't just be bullshitting just to bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, everything we doing now, especially, like, as you get older, means more. You can't just frolic and just BS around with people's emotions, BS with anything in life. Like, with your job, whatever your career path, relationships... Kids, whatever. Just be intentional. That's all I could say. Just be intentional.
I like it.
Yeah.
I agree. Blaze? Do you have one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, wait, let me go before you because I really ain't got one.
Nah, so, mine's just a little bit short. I'm not saying much.
Mine's is short too. I ain't got nothing to say.
I'm still gonna go though.
Man, fuck.
I got this from a fortune cookie. And I read it, and it spoke to me. And
all right, now.
It's been on my mind for a minute. And, like, come on, I really sat back and really thought.
Take your time.
So my put me on for this week would be, everything you add to the truth subtracts from the truth.
Everything Bars. You add to the truth?
Yeah, everything you add to the truth subtracts from the truth.
Okay, explain.
I like that.
What did that say to you when you read that?
So, what that meant to me was basically, it puts me in a situation to where, like, let's say somebody is asking me something, like, in a relationship or anything like that, or parent or motherhood or whatever, fatherhood and stuff like that. You come to somebody, and it's basically somebody's putting a lie out on you, and you try, and if I come here, and it's like, I'm trying to spill my truth out and everything else, but it's just, it comes off as, like, it's not real. It's not the truth to you. Like, you don't believe it, you don't care what you say. You don't care what I say. It's what you believe is what you believe. So I don't, instead of my emotions and everything just getting over it, let me just let my actions and stuff speak for itself. Okay. So.
I like that.
That was tough.
I do like that.
Yeah, I seen that from the fortune cookie and I was just like, whoa.
You still got the fortune cookie?
No, I have the paper.
Well, that's what I meant, I meant the ticket.
And I took a picture of it and
cookie.
Everything.
Not the cookie.
Respect, respect.
I really don't have a put me on for this week. I really just have shout outs. I want to give a big shout out to Snaps and to Amadeus. They were given the Impact Award in media for what they do in media. Nice. For those who do not know Snaps, she is a PR manager extraordinaire for Papoose and has worked with Lil Wayne and has worked with Safari and has worked with a whole bunch of brands. Hennessy was one of them. Ducey was another one. she's worked with a bunch of artists. It's like her resume is so long, and they gave her an award this past week, and I was so glad to be able to show out and show up for my friend. Also, Amadeus, you know, producer extraordinaire, you know, seeing Chris Brown, Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Usher, and so on and so forth. He also was given this award as well, too. Shout out to Word Spit, because I saw him, too. Shout out to him as well. Also, I want to give a big, 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 big shout out to my aunt. She came home from rehab. She was in there for a couple months, and she was able to walk out of there and to go home.
Nice.
Okay? You know what I'm saying? Nice. Like, she had a stroke. I'm going to keep it a buck. She had a stroke, and she went into rehab, and she worked hard, and she got herself together, and she is now home. So, shout out to Aunt Ruby. I love you so much. So, yeah, I didn't have much this week. Nice. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good groove. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, we love you guys so much. Freud. You know this is home, of course.
Family.
You understand? Also,
all the guys gotta pull up, but they be mad pussy.
You know how that go. Yes. Listen, the people be
like, yeah, I'm gonna pull up, bro.
Some people are legit scared to come on our show because they be a little scared to pull up. They be a little afraid. Some people can't handle that.
Yeah.
Some people can't handle what happened.
Be nervous,
but also, man. Shout out the Last Take as well, too. We have Stitch and we have Jimmy as well, too. Fact. That was shout in the back.
Happy birthday to Jim.
Happy birthday, Jimmy. Come. Say hello to the people so they can see you.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Stitch.
You're life.
Come say hi to the people.
I'm too cool for that, man.
You're not cool for that. Don't even fucking care. You was talking your shit. They want to see who it is. There you go. So listen, shout out to y'all as well. So y'all can go on Desert Storm and listen to their podcast as well too. Mm-hmm. You can go watch their shows.
Yes, sir.
And do, you know, listen, we all support each other. We all tuned in. We all linked in with each other. And yes, it get a little spicy, but you know, it's all love at the end of the day.
Yes, sir.
It's all love. We can debate. It's a debate.
She said it beautifully.
Yeah,
she said it lovely.
She said it so lovely. Don't you agree? Turn me up in the headphones. So,
yeah.
All right, guys, listen, we love you so much. Please make sure that you hit me up at MissTruthSays@gmail.com. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, you want to hit us up about anything, Like, literally, you want us to, you want to do a game, you want to show, you got somebody who you want us to talk about, you got an event coming up, you got something going on too. Also, shout out to Earn as well too, because they have their store opening in East New York. So shout out to him as well too, because that's lit. And anybody that's a tourist, shout out to y'all, because I know there's a bunch of them coming up, child.
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy. Yes, sir. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah. Also, got a couple ones that's coming up.
Yes, yes, you do. So, we're going to wait for next week, or you want to do it this week?
Next week.
Okay, we'll do it next week. So, also, I am Miss True says on everything you are.
The Boomin System, THE_BOMIN_system.
Yep.
And I'm Blaze. Y'all know the vibes.
Tell them, you got to tell them for the people who ain't never heard.
Now, can I get one more time for you? Because I feel like it was too fast for me.
Too fast? Slow it down.
The Boomin System. THE_BOMIN_system.
The Boomin System. Yes. Car drive by with the Boomin System. And that's Blaze on the end. Y'all want to drop y'all Instagrams as well, too, so people can follow y'all?
Yes. Capo509. CAPO509.
Okay, that's Jimmy. And Stitch, you want to shout out for the folks?
Yo, peace and love, everybody. It's your boy, Yo Stitch. Yo, my shit is YOO_STICH. Hit me up.
Purr. So, follow them as well, y'all too. Heard them.
Follow them.
Follow us.
Follow MBT.
Follow MBT Radio, of course. And definitely, we have a show coming up.
Yeah, everybody.
We have a show coming up.
Yeah, so, look out for that.
Please stay tuned, especially for this summer. Now, I didn't even get to ask my question at the end, but I'm going to ask all of y'all. 9 a.m. party, would you go? Yes or no?
9 a.m. party?
A party that starts at 9 a.m.
On vacation?
I'm going.
Yeah.
You going?
I'm going.
On vacation, yeah.
On vacation, on but not vacation. Here in New York.
No, hell no.
Nah.
Okay.
Weekend.
Like a weekend 9 a.m. banger.
I'm going.
They have a 9 a.m. banger that has a party where they have like from 9 to 11, they have like open bars, and it's like a full-on party. And it's been a thing. I want to go. So, turn out. Yeah, like a morning shit. Morning for sure. But we love y'all. We out. Peace and blessings. Yo, bye.
You want to report on what the truth is? Raw and intrusive. Exclusive. My two senses. Long for the nuisance. The periodicals I used to read for the news clips. Now nothing but the truth. I get my tea for the blueprints. Peruse with the info. Glued in with kinfolk. Whether good or bad, it be the news that we tend for. I render my thoughts to the game. My mind blenders. So I blaze the facts with the truth. My grind splendor. Nobody beats the biz. I was taught so I be the biz. Put respect on our name when you talking to Gina kids. You usually don't hear me, but on the contrary, I told sis to be my wish to give them this for the daily one.